This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Back in, everybody. Glad you are with us here today. Brian Matthews of AuburnSports.com joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing very well. As you can imagine, a lot of questions today. First of all, recap from your seat in the press box, the Auburn-Mercer matchup. It was a 14-point win. Virtually everybody thought it should have been more. Well, what do you think?
Oh, it absolutely should have been, but you got to hold on to football and do those things. So, you know, take advantage of all those yards and all this stuff that I throw in the ball. But I guess the positive was they did throw the ball better. They did move the ball. They protected great, fit them better. Defensively played good, maybe not their best game of the first three, but they played good enough, certainly. And, negatives, the turnovers, the struggles in the running game offensively. I thought the receivers, again, overall, you know, with the fumbles, a couple of drop passes, even the interception was more on the receiver than the quarterback, I thought. So, I still think this offense has a long way to go.
Is it, there again, we talked in the past, Brian, is it more of an offensive line issue? Is it more of an issue of wide receivers not getting open? Is it more of an issue of Jarrett Stidham trying to get comfortable in this new scheme?
I think there's probably a little bit of all that in there. But, as I watch, Auburn's offense, I think there are issues in several places, mostly receiver and offensive line. I think one of the reasons that Jarrett is holding the ball longer than he should is because I don't think the receivers are – looking or turning at the right time or running the right routes all the time. And he's expecting them to do one thing on some plays, and they're not doing it. And then he has to find somebody else that might be open on that play. So I just think, and that may just be because this is the third game in a new offense. Maybe they're still adjusting to it. I don't have all the answers there. But, I think there are multiple different type of issues with the offense right now.
Now we get to the question off the field about Sean White. With his dismissal, it obviously gives us the impression that there have been sort of an ongoing set of things that ultimately led to his dismissal. Do you have any insight into all of that, Brian?
Well, there has been a series of incidents, off the field type stuff. Of course, he was spending the first two games. So I think he was sort of on his last opportunity when this latest one occurred, the arrest for public intoxication. I don't really have any details about what went down for that. But I would just have to say my interactions with Sean have always been positive. He's always been a stand-up guy. And, when he was asked to play, he was put in position. He definitely gave it his all. He played his heart out for Auburn. And it was unfortunate that he got those injuries, but I think that was just the result of the way he played. He played fearless and threw his body around out there. So I would hope for Sean that he can find a good landing point and turn things around athletically, academically, socially, all those things, and become just a better person from this.
Brian, I was reading an article yesterday by a co-worker of yours, good friend of the program, or was it one time, J.G. Tate, about Jay Jacobs. And I found it to be fascinating. Not very positive toward Jay Jacobs. And I guess in a nutshell, there seem to be a lot of people associated with Auburn or with strong ties to Auburn that aren't real happy with the leadership from the athletic director. Where do you think this ultimately goes? Do you think there could be a change at the top somewhere sometime soon?
I think that's a possibility. I'm not going to say it's definitely going to happen because I don't know that for sure. But there's definitely a lot of dissatisfaction among Auburn folks, and that includes the people with the big wallets too. And that can affect a program from top to bottom. The amount of money they can raise, the amount of improvements that they make to facilities. It makes it a lot tougher if you have an unpopular leader. So I think that's a big issue. And of course, there's many other issues besides popularity over there right now that they have to get sorted out. So.
I think it's possible there is a change made, yeah.
You know, one of the things you just touched on, and J.G. talked about it in his article, among other things, but he talked about facilities. Is that really that big of an issue with movers and shakers? I mean, he's using terms like band-aids and just kind of piecemealing upgrades. Is that really right. Something that higher-ups are not real happy about?
Well, I mean, I haven't talked to a whole bunch of higher-ups about that, but I don't think it's a good way to build your stadium plan that way. I think when you're talking about something that should be one of the anchors of your program, your athletic department, you should probably have a long-term plan. And, I hate to compare Auburn to Alabama. I don't like to do that. But, you look what they did several years ago, and you look at their stadium now. I mean, it's one of the best in the country. And when you walk up to it, there's a sense of awe, I guess, is the way to describe it. And, I think Auburn should have a plan to create the same thing over there. There was a time 15, 20, 25 years ago that Auburn had one of the best stadiums in the country in the SEC, and now it's in the bottom third or maybe worse in the conference right now. It's showing its age. It does not really create a sense of greatness when you walk up to it, I don't think having a piecemeal plan or slapping a giant TV screen or doing these little upgrades here and there really makes that much of a difference.
Boy, that's interesting to think of it that way, as just, slapping something up here, slapping something up there. It does not seem to be an integrated approach. With the Missouri game looming in Columbia on Saturday night, Missouri has been spectacularly bad on defense. What are the storylines heading into that one? How significant is this game specifically, Brian, if at all?
Oh, I think it's significant, and I wouldn't make any assumptions about Auburn's, chances to win that game just because Missouri's off to a bad start. For Auburn, this is a game that they're going on the road to a place they've never played before. It's a night game. Missouri's going to have their backs to the wall. They've already had their coordinator fired. Their coach is under some heat now. So I would expect the best the Missouri's got. And when they're rolling, they've got a really good offense. They can throw the ball around. It's an offense that Auburn has not really seen yet. So it's going to be a different adjustment on that side of the ball. But what it is for Auburn is a great opportunity to get this stretch of six or seven straight SEC games off to a good start. Because Missouri has not played well yet. And if they can go up there and fix some of these offensive issues they've been having and have a good game, it can give them some confidence and give them some momentum going into home games against Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and then a big road game at LSU.
Final thought here, Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com. We mentioned this before we came on there. There's a couple of Twitter accounts that say that Byron Cowart is about to leave the Auburn football team. Can you confirm, deny? Have you heard anything about that, Brian?
I have not heard that, but I know Derek Tyson, who reported it, I saw, is close to the Cowart family, so I think that's where it's coming from. In some ways, I'm not surprised that he would be leaving. I am surprised by the timing of it, because I thought he was maybe coming off his best game as an Auburn player. last week, his first where he made the play, so I don't know what what's made it come out sort of this week. But I'm not surprised. I don't think he ever quite fit in here, especially with Rodney and the way he likes to run things on the defensive line, that sort of tough love he gives. And, maybe a fresh start would be good for him.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Interesting news. Hey, will somebody else run the ball other than Cam Pettway out in Columbia?
I don't. That's a great question. I've tried to ask that question a few times, so I haven't got the answer yet. So they need to.
Yeah, they do. No doubt about it. So many things going on at Auburn these days. Brian Matthews and the staff at AuburnSports.com is on all of it, covering every bit of it, great feature stuff, videos, a whole lot more. How do people subscribe, Brian?
I appreciate that. They can follow me on Twitter at BMattAU, and they can follow us at AuburnSports.com. We'll be there today for Gus Malzahn's press conference. I have plenty of covers this week on recruiting and on the big SEC Open against Missouri coming up.
Man, Brian, great stuff. Thank you as always.
Yeah, great stuff from Brian Matthews, Auburn Sports.